Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Mike Bozzelli, the buzz is back on Berg Vivant. Good to have you, my friend.
I'm glad to be back.
God, what's new?
I just came from a chorus line.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
It was down at the Byam Theater. It was Pittsburgh Musical Theater in conjunction with Kappa.
Oh, yes, yes.
It was a lot of fun. It's a great show. I don't know if you know A Chorus Line, the story of A Chorus Line?
A bit. I think it's kind of the story of my life, essentially.
Probably.
You know, back in the 1920s when I was an aspiring, you know, chorus girl. Member of the chorus.
Yeah. I thought so. No, it is the story of a bunch of people that try out for an audition. They have to whittle it down from like 30 people to 4 boys and 4 girls.
Mm-hmm.
And the director decides, and there's like 10, 20 people left. And the director decides he, instead of a monologue, he wanted to know something personal about each character. Mm-hmm. And the characters start to tell the stories of their lives. So it's kind of fairly plotless, but still there is like a very thin plot line. And ultimately, he's going to decide who gets the part for each character. And there's a storyline where his ex-girlfriend, Cassie, shows up. She had gone out and done some big things on Broadway and had done some things in film and theater and TV, but is now coming back and trying to get back into the chorus.
Oh, and he's directing. Drama.
Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, and it's fun. This show was mostly young performers. They were from 14 to about 18, probably.
Okay, so this is, you know, Kappa and PMT.
Right,
so
young, right.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to judge them like I would judge Equity.
Oh, certainly.
Actors.
Yeah, right.
You know, so we're going to...
These are young actors that will probably be coming.
And some of them we will see again. Mm. Emmanuel Key, who plays Richie, fantastic dancer. Nick Stasso, I saw him first 10 years ago, he would have been 4. 4 years ago, when he was 10 years old, I saw him in a show called The Full Monty, where he played the child of the father.
Okay.
And he wasn't, you know, taking his clothes off. He was a 10-year-old. Oh, that would have been wrong.
Anyway.
Skip over that I said that part. But Nick is a fantastic little actor, young actor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to definitely see him again. He doesn't get to dance a lot because he plays Larry, the assistant director or choreographer. But at one point, he has to show the others how to dance.
Mm.
He does a fantastic job.
Oh, good to know.
Very, very good actor. There's a girl named Lindsay Davis. Lindsay Davis played Maggie. Did a fantastic job. There's a lot of people in this cast. Look at all the people. All the people.
Oh, is that a song?
How many boys, how many girls, how many people does he need?
You're tying that in.
Yeah, I'm tying it in. But a cast of thousands. Mm-hmm. So I can't mention all of them. But go see it.
There were a few that really stood out.
There were some really good standouts. And like Nick and Emmanuel Key and Lindsay Davis. Ty Kunzelman plays Paul. And he has a monologue in the show. and people were in pins and needles during the not pins and needles. Is that the right thing?
On the edge of their seat. There you go.
Yes.
That'll be $5, please.
Okay. They were on the edge of their seat during his monologue. It was very touching, very moving speech. There was a girl, Sabrina Picciani.
Have another cocktail buzz.
I know. Picciani. I can't. She played Val. Val is the part where it's the story of a flat-chested girl that goes and decides to get some enhancements so that she could better perform.
We're talking like vitamins? Heels?
Vitamin D's?
Okay.
She
socks.
She sings a song called "Dance 10, Looks 3," which is also called. It's also known as "Tits and Ass." Well, can we say "Tits and Ass"?
You just did. Like, can we say it on film?
Yeah, "Tits and Ass."
Do they say it on TV?
They say "ass" on TV. They don't say "tits" on TV.
Really?
Yeah, you can
like
say
tits
ass.
Is worse
you
than
can
ass. Put your,
well, I guess it depends where you're aiming. But
well, we could just say it and see what happens.
Tits and ass. Well, anyhow, it's
let's,
funny.
Let's put it out there. Let's
well,
put them
it's
out
funny
there.
Because for the matinee show, they performed to high schoolers, and they called it "This and That."
Instead of "tits and ass."
Yes, "this and that." Grab yourself a fancy pair.
Now see, that's
tightened
almost
up my derriere.
That's almost more enjoyable because, you know what "this and that" is.
You learn what "this and that" is, which
yeah,
really shouldn't
we
be.
All, yeah. Anyway.
Look at the "this" on that girl.
That girl.
That would that girl, that would be nasty.
Oh, come on. Anyway. Please continue.
Okay. So, no, a lot of terrific young performers in the show. Mm-hmm. They do a fantastic job. You know, we're not all, it's not all even, but there are some, there were some really great kids. There were some really terrific kids that I've never, some of them I have seen before, some of them I've never seen before, and some of them I hope to see again real soon. They did a really great job. I have a very fond I'm very fond of this show. It was one of the first shows I saw when I was 14.
Oh, really?
One of the first.
So this has come full circle
for you.
Full
circle, yes, exactly. When I was 14, I saw the show for the first time. My aunt took me to see it, and I just love the songs in it. It's a real. It's like I said, it's plotless, and I usually hate that because you know how I felt about Company. Everybody knows how I felt about Company. Sorry, Ted. But the thing is, this really, I have a fondness for this show, and it was hard to review it because my memories of it are stronger than the show itself in a lot of areas, but I've never seen it before. I mean, I saw it on Broadway, and now I'm saw it with a bunch of high school kids, so I can't judge it by the same standards. But some of them did a really great job, and I'm very proud of some of them, like Nick and Emmanuel Key. Lindsay Davis. Oh my God, I'm gonna have another sip of this. Oh my. Yeah, no, I think
monsters,
yeah, and
monsters
I think
enjoy
them. Every theater kid should see this show. It speaks to theater kids. Every kid that's ever wanted to be in a show, this show speaks to them. I mean, there's a character. Each character is somebody or has recognizable traits. There's the girl that can't sing, the girl that didn't think she was pretty enough to be on TV, the girl that thinks she's too pretty, thinks she's better than everybody else. We know all of that. We know those people. And the sort of gay boys. It's just a lot of fun.
Good. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.